Hi, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I hope you are enjoying the show. I know that there's not a lot of people out there at the moment. I'm recording this on March 29th, 7:40 a.m. It's a Friday. Very happy that it's a Friday. And, you know, I know there's not a lot of people out there who are checking out this show, and that's okay. I do struggle. I struggle with what to do with this show. Do I keep on going? Do I stop at the end of the E's not too long from now? You know, is it good? Is it worth doing? You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, this is gonna take me forever. Oh, these words aren't very interesting. You know, I have a lot of thoughts about that periodically. This week especially, I've been thinking a lot about that. And, you know, even though this may never be a successful show or have a lot of viewers, listeners, watchers, whatever, that's okay. I think it's interesting for me to do this. I feel like I have a duty to myself to finish what I started. And I feel like I need to embrace the weirdness, embrace the fact that nothing really matters. What's the point? So just do silly stuff and have fun. And I've obviously spoken about this before if you are a regular listener, watcher. But yeah, for some reason this week in particular, I've been thinking a lot about what's the point of this show? Why keep on doing this? I feel like I'm forcing it sometimes. So I may, you know, gradually evolve, not the format exactly, but sort of how I present myself or how I go through this. I don't know. I just feel like I need a little bit of a mental adjustment to this whole thing. So, you know, we'll see. Maybe I'll start adjusting that now. We'll see. I don't know. I just feel like I need change. I need things to like sort of keep me interested. And if I keep on doing the same thing over and over again, which is very much the case with this show, I need it to evolve and change for my own interest and maybe yours too. I could do the easy thing and just read the whole thing straight and not explain things and not add commentary and whatever, but I feel like the majority of people don't really want that. I think they don't mind if I make it a little bit more interesting. So, I don't know, let's just see what happens. I am skipping the previous episode because the word evolution is in there, and I feel like that's an important topic to talk about, possibly with a guest. So I'll see if I can do that in the near future. So instead, we're going to talk about these words, which are also starting with the word, with a related word, which is evolve. E-V-O-L-V-E. Evolve, evolve, evolve with no L. People say evolve, I guess, or evolve with no L. Interesting. So interesting. This is a verb from 1775, starting with transitive. Number one, the synonym is emit. You're just what? Emitting your odor? You are evolving your odor? This one is weird to me. Plants are evolving their pollen? 2A, synonyms are derive and educe. Yes, educe. Derive, educe. So you're figuring something out. You're doing a math problem. You're educing it. It's evolve. I guess, yeah, you're sort of, I don't know, I always try and think about how those things compare to how I think of the word evolve. That one's a little bit easier than emit. But how are these used in context? To be, to produce by natural evolutionary processes. To produce by natural evolutionary processes. That's what it is. Natural evolutionary processes. This is what is happening. Ever since the beginning of the universe, everything has been evolving from the galaxies to the solar systems, to the individual planets, the moons, the things living on the planet. They are constantly evolving from because of cause and effect. This thing happens, nature adjusts a little bit and has this effect. So is that those are the natural evolutionary processes. This podcast, as I said, this podcast is evolving by natural evolutionary processes because I change, I need change, and I need to do things differently. So eventually it will maybe evolve to having an a guest on every single episode. I love evolution. 2C, the synonyms are develop and work out. Got to work it out, change it, evolve it, develop it, as in we have a quote, evolve social, political, and literary philosophies. That is from L.W. Doob. Doob. L.W. Doob. Evolve social, political, and literary philosophies. As culture changes, all of those things have to change with it. Society, politics, literature, how we think about all those things. Yep. Okay, intransitive is to undergo evolutionary change. I am evolving, you are evolving. As we get older, we are all evolving because of natural evolutionary change in our own bodies. Our physical bodies are changing. Our surroundings are changing. The people around us are changing. Lots of things are changing. It's constantly changing. That's the thing about evolution. Evolvable, with all of those various pronunciations, that is an adjective. Evolvement is a noun. Let's see. This is from the Latin evolvere, because the V's are W's. Evolvere means to unroll, like you are unrolling a scroll, unrolling the red carpet. It's like as life evolves, it is gradually unrolling to, but it's an infinite unroll. It's constantly unrolling to show new things. That word, evolvere, is from the E prefix plus volvere, which means to roll. So the E, so you got roll it up, and then you put on the E, and it you're unrolling it. Unrolling the toilet paper when the cat goes, it's unrolling the toilet paper. There's more of the word voluble. Okay. If I forget to mention it, I will mention it here. There was a video game. I want to say it was a Super Nintendo game called, was it Evolution or Evolution or something like that? Let's do a quick little look up. And I didn't get too far in this game, but it was a very interesting concept where EVO, that's what it was, EVO. Search for Eden. Was this it? I believe it was. So like after each level, or each like group of levels, maybe you would get a skill, you would evolve. So you literally started as a little fish floating around, swimming. They're not flying, they're swimming. There's flying in the water. It's the same thing, basically. And then you would, you know, eat little creatures, and then you'd gradually get bigger, and then you would get bigger fins, and you would get maybe bigger teeth, and then you would eventually get on land, and you would turn into a... So it was a very interesting concept. I feel like I got stuck or just uninterested at some point, and I stopped playing. Yeah, it was a cool concept. And I don't know if there's any other evolution games out there. I think there's probably, I don't do the gaming anymore, so I don't know. I don't keep up with it. But yes, I like the idea that you are changing and evolving through. It's not like there was any strategy involved in it. It's a very set thing that happens. It's built into the game, but it was fun. Okay. Evolution. Let's go on to the time when Spencer has to make a sound effect. He's gonna go weep whoop weep whoop. I don't know why I make the same sounds every time. Okay, whatever. That's fine. Next is evulsion. This is a noun from circa 1611. Number one, the synonym is extraction. When you are extracting the tick that is eating your blood under your skin. I don't know why I went to such a disgusting example. You have to do some avulsion to get the tick out. I don't think I've ever had a tick on me. Number two, the synonym is avulsion or avulsion, which, do we need to go back to that? I sure do wish that I could remember everything that I do here. The fact of the matter is, I don't, and I forget so much. Let's find avolution or avolution. I need two hands. Let's see. Oh, this tearing away of a body part accidentally or surgically. Ooh, I just watched a movie last night where some CGI creatures were doing that. They were evolving. They were ripping creatures apart. Sudden cutting off of land by flood, currents, da-da-da. Yeah, it's a separation of things. Okay, let's see. The etymology is from the Latin evolere, which means to pluck out. That is from e plus velere, which means to pluck. Plucking out. Yes, you got to take the tweezers and you got to pluck out the tick, or maybe you got a sliver, got to pluck it out. You got to do an avulsion. Why don't people use this word anymore? Oh no, there goes the paperclip. Don't lose the paperclip. I already lost one paperclip. Okay. Next is ev zone. One word, EV, and then zone. Noun from 1897. This is a member of a select Greek infantry unit, often serving as a palace guard. The Ev Zone. That is not at all what I was expecting. I thought this would be like a zone where they do electronic things. What is this word from? Where do you come from, word? It's from the modern Greek euzonos, so that's E-U, zonos. I assume it's euzonos. From the Greek, which means active, or literally, it means well-girt, G-I-R-T. No clue what that means. This all is from the U prefix, E-U, plus zone or zony. I don't know how the Greeks say that, which means girdle, and there's more with the word zone. So, well-girt and active, so they are maybe an active infantry unit. Maybe they're wearing girdles to make them all tight and have good posture, because you must have good posture. And it's the Ev Zone. Are these Greek infantry people? Okay, I guess that's the truth. That was the last EV word. Here we go with EW, all caps, abbreviation for Entertainment Weekly. Nope, I made that up. No, it's actually an abbreviation for Enlisted Woman. That's good. We must have had EM, Enlisted Man. I don't remember. But good thing we got Enlisted Woman in here. E-waste, E-waste, noun from 2004. This is waste consisting of discarded electronic products, as computers, televisions, and cell phones. We've been doing a lot of cleaning up here at the office and getting rid of stuff and old stuff, so we had to make piles of e-waste, and then they get donated to a place that can properly dispose of them. That's the thing, is that you gotta properly dispose of the e-waste. You can't just throw it in the garbage. No, there's like weird chemicals and things in there, and they gotta properly dispose it. I think I have some things in here that could probably be considered e-waste. There's some cables and some other things that I don't think I need, so I should probably get rid of those. Let's have a sip of coffee. That's still a little hot. E-waste. Please make sure. Maybe I should put a link in the show notes for e-waste. Like, where can you go find the best e-waste place in your neighborhood? I don't know. Who are the e-wastes in your neighborhood? Woo, 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 woo. Next is you. H-E-W-E-U. If people, maybe people don't know that that's how that word is pronounced. I guess it says in some rural dialects, it's yo. Yo. Yo, you. Yeah, you. Yo. This is a noun from before the 12th century. This is the female of the sheep, especially when mature. Also, the female of various related animals. I do think I've heard that other animals have this word you that we humans have put on them. It's not like they're calling themselves ewes. But yes, typically it's almost always about sheep. So I think is the male the ram, and the female is the ewe, and they're all sheep, and the babies are the lambs. The lambs, the ewes, the rams, they're all sheep. This is from Old English ewu, akin to the Old High German ewe. I don't know how to say these words. That just means you. From the Latin ovis, which means sheep, and the Greek ois, which probably also means sheep. So I guess it did literally come from the word sheep. Like, the Latin word sheep became the female sheep? That's interesting. I find so many things interesting. I'm just fascinated by all the stuff. Okay, what is next? You, no, this is not how you, it's spelled E-U-E, E-W-E, you got it, it's a W, E-U-E would be different, but the E, the first E is capitalized, capital E-W-E, you can pronounce this A-way or A-ve, A-way or A-ve, noun from 1861, the plural is either a same word, ave or awe, or you can add an S. This is a people of Ghana and Togo speaking a Kwa language or a Kwe language, and also the language itself is awe or ave. So I don't know. So Kwa or Kwe language, that's K-W-A. So I guess that would be like a region or something. It's a type of language system, I guess. And Awe is one of those. This is from, interesting. It's from itself, basically. It's from an Awe word, which I would assume it's pronounced the same way. The way that it's spelled here is E, and then it has what looks like a capital B. I think this could maybe possibly the capital Greek letter beta, possibly, I'm not sure, because it goes down a little bit, and it goes whoop, and then it does the two bumps. So that's E-B-E, I'm just going to call it a B, or also just B-E, capital B-E, whatever character that is. And it says that is a self-designation, so I don't know if that means a self-designation or if it's just saying, this is a self-designation. This is their word, and they're calling themselves this, and their language this, which that makes sense because it's the word from the word. Is the word. Awe is the word. Yeah, let's put a link in the show notes for Awe and the Ghana and Togo people. The people of Ghana and Togo who speak this language, and the language is itself. Eunuch is next. Eunuch, U hyphen neck. This is a noun from 1820. This is a thin neck with a concave arch occurring as a defect in dogs and horses. What? Eunuch is an adjective. A thin neck with a concave arch occurring as a defect in dogs and horses. Well, obviously, I now have to go. I have to go look at what this is. So is it concave like on the back? Is it curved on the back? And why is this a defect? What? Where's the U neck? Is it there? This is... What? I don't under... Oh, wait a minute. Is this... Oh, I see. Well, there's... On this picture of a horse, the neck goes down and meets the body, and then there's like a little bit of a hump. Is that concave? I think it goes in though, unless it's, and the, I, where is this concave neck part? Okay, this one is pointing straight to the neck goes down, and then it curves in, and then it curves out. So, but it's pointing to the part that kind of curves in a little bit. But this one is curving to the underside of the neck. Where's the U neck? I don't know. This is complicated. This is more complicated than it should be. This should have been a much easier thing to figure out. Do you know anything about U necks? Okay, I don't. Wee, 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 wee. Next is ewer. Ewer, or what's the other pronunciation? Ewer and ewer, E-W-E-R, noun from the 14th century. This is a vase-shaped pitcher or mug, or jug, sorry, jug, or a vase-shaped pitcher or jug, because, of course, sometimes we like to be fancy and say vase. There is a picture of this ewer. This is the fanciest pitcher I have ever seen. It starts, it widens out, and then it comes back, and then there's a big old lip for the pouring, and then on the opposite side, there's this very fancy handle with all these swirly twirlies. It goes up and then around, filigrees, maybe that's a good word to describe this, and then the middle part where it flares out has all these additional ornamental things. Let's put a picture on the social media for ewer, E-W-E-R. It is a pitcher or jug shaped like a vase, but you, so you pour stuff. This is back in the old days. I'm sure they were using this to, you know, the very fancy person gets up in the morning, and then they have their helpers who maybe pour water into a basin, and so they can wash their hands and wet their face and get all ready for the day. Or, yeah, just pour liquids into stuff with a ewer. Let's see. This is from, well, it goes down to the Latin word aquarium, which is aquarium, which is just a water source. That is the neutral of aquarius, which means of water, from aqua, which means water. And there's more of the word island somehow. I mean, islands are surrounded by water. Yeah, and then it became ewer. What? Okay. The ewer has the water. Next is Ewing's sarcoma. This doesn't sound good. No. Ewing's is capital E-W-I-N-G apostrophe S. Noun from 1927. This is bad. This is a malignant bone tumor, especially of a long bone or the pelvis. A bone tumor, so this is when the cells in your bone start growing abnormally and don't know when to stop, and not only are they doing that, but they are bad. They will spread. They're not benign. Benign means, it's fine. Malignant is bad, bad, bad. So, Ewing's sarcoma, this is named after James Ewing, who was an American pathologist who died in 1943. So, I don't know, I guess, like, had nobody named these bad bone tumors before? And Jim Ewing got to name it. Yeah, this sounds pretty terrible. So it sounds like most likely in maybe the femur bone or the pelvis, the hip area. Not good, not good. I hope you never get Ewing's sarcoma. I'm telling that to myself and also to you. Weep, 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 boo. Okay, here we have the X section, EX. This is probably going to go on for a long time. Lots of EX words. And also just EX comes up a lot here. So the first form of X is a preposition from circa 1755. Number one, it means out of. The synonym is from. Out of, come from this thing comes a thing. Now we have some sub-definitions, like 1a, from a specified place or source. And how do you use this in context? Maybe we'll see some examples. Yeah, we'll get an example or two, I think. 1B is from a specified dam, D-A-M, as in a promising calf by Eric the 16th, ex Heather Bell. Okay, I don't know what this means. A promising calf, like C-A-L, is this a little cow? A promising little cow by Eric the 16th, ex Heather Bell. So it came from a dam? Is Heather Bell a dam that holds back the water? I don't know, but yes. Anyway, the point is that you can use this word X to say this thing is from this other thing. Number two, free from, and the synonym is without, as to a, without an indicated value or right, and this one is used especially of securities. I think that's the financial stuff. Yep. 2B is free of charges precedent to removal from the specified place with purchaser to provide means of subsequent transportation, as in X doc. And I don't know anything about what I just said. Free of charges precedent to removal from the specified place with purchaser to provide means of subsequent transportation. This sounds like gibberish. X doc. So is it that you don't have to pay for the doc or something like that? Free from. Yes, free from. Maybe you're free from the doc. I don't know. I just don't know. We got so many forms of X. Let's just keep on going because, you know, there's a lot. But I'm trying to think of, like, how do you use this from this thing came from this thing. Child X parent. How do you use this in context? Have I ever used this? I can't think of an example. The second form of X is a noun from 1818, and it is just the letter X. I don't know why you wouldn't have put that one first. That could have been the first form. Which is more commonly used? I would argue this one. The letter X is more commonly used than things that are free from or out from, out of things. The third form of X is a noun from 1827. This is one that formerly held a specified position or place, especially a former spouse. If you have been married before, you would call them your ex, your ex-wife, your ex-husband, your ex-spouse, your ex-partner. Lots of different words that you can use, but you are legally required to put X in front because they are not that thing anymore. Ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, whatever you want. Ex-boss, ex-coworker, they had this title, this role in your life, but they don't anymore. So you just have to put in the X. X. It's like, we're Xing them out of our life. That's what it is. The fourth form of the word X is an abbreviation for number one, example. Number two, exchange. Three, executive. Four, express. And five, extra. I'm sure there are lots of other things that will be abbreviated to X. You really got to figure out the context for all those. Whoop, 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 whoop. We have EX, capital E, little x, abbreviation for Exodus. I just watched the Bob Marley movie, and so that played a big part in it. Exodus, movement of ja people. Okay, one more word. Whoop, 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 whoop. It's the first form of the X prefix, and the second form is going to be in the next one. Okay, this is... Whoa, okay. Now, what is this saying? I'm just going to read it. The pronunciation is E or E. It also occurs in this prefix where only I, the letter I, is shown below, as in express, and KS, K-S, sometimes occurs where only GZ is shown, as in exact. And it's, yes, it's a prefix. Okay, so, well, okay, so it's the X, E, the E, and the kiss, the I, the I, and the kiss, and it's like sometimes exact. So when you say exact, your pronunciation at like a GZ. Okay, maybe this will make more sense, but it can be pronounced in slightly different ways depending on the word. I think that's the point. Okay, this is, like I said, it's a prefix. I don't think I see a year. Number one, it means out of or outside, as in exclave. Exclave. We'll learn about that pretty soon, maybe in a few episodes, 6 episodes or something, maybe more. So it's out of a thing, outside of a thing, outside of a clave. It's exclave. Number two, it means not, as in extipulate. Mm-hmm. We'll learn all about these words later. Don't you worry. Just keep on hanging out. Not. It's just not a thing. It's, you put that on the thing, it's not that word anymore. Number three, it means former, as in ex-president, and the pronunciation says ex or X. You can emphasize the X syllable or also the X syllable. Ex-president. Former president. We don't want them to be a president anymore. We voted them out, or they did their term. They're done. So that got its own pronunciation. So is there an X express? Express? I don't know. Whatever. Pronunciation, you know how it's pronounced. You are smart. Is there any etymology prefix with perfective and causative value from ex in Latin, which means out of or from, akin to the Greek ex or ex, which means out of or from the old CS? What is the CS? Old current Slavic. No, that wouldn't make any sense. Old church Slavic. And their word is I-Z. Okay, that's X. Almost all the stuff about the letter X, the word X, the prefix X. And then we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Oh my gosh. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. Oh, and then I lost my pages. This is going to go forever. 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46. 46 episodes of words starting with X. I don't know if I can handle that. Can you handle that? Let's find out what we can do. Okay, it's word of the episode time. Word of the episode time. It's word of the episode time. Get excited. It's word of the episode time. We had evolve, evulsion, evzone, EW, e-waste, u, away, u-neck, ewer, ewing sarcoma, xxxxxx. That's it. That reminded me of Wet Hot American Summer. What's her name? Superstar. She has to say xx. He's my ex-husband. I have to remind xx. Anyway, which one do we like? We got e-waste is good. Is it good? I don't know. It's not good that we have to do special disposal of these things because they have all this bad stuff in there. We don't want to put those in our dumps. Not good. Not good that we have stuff like that. But yay, technology. Ewer. It's this fancy jug to pour stuff out of. Ewer. Ewer holds water to pour stuff out from it. It's really fancy. Yeah. Okay, great. Let's talk about a movie. It's movie time. Movie time. Okay, I finally watched the first Dune from 2021. I think it's just called Dune, not Dune Part 1, not Dune 1, not Dune the First. Dune, the prequel. Nope, it's just Dune. And took me a couple... It's so long. I watched most of it, well, we watched about an hour of it when it came out on streaming in 2021. And it was very slow, and Sharon got very bored. I was a little bored. And I didn't realize that we had watched a whole hour. I thought maybe we watched like 15 minutes. So when I went back to watch it this time around, it started back at an hour. I was like, we watched an hour? So I started it from the beginning. I got through about an hour and a half or a little bit more the first time, the first day. And then a couple days later, I watched the rest of it. And, it is quite good. I had gotten a little bit of an explanation from somebody, even though I had like some knowledge of it. They explained a little bit more and I was able to pay attention more to, you know, I need to do things a few times before they really sink in, before I understand them. My brain doesn't soak things in the first time around. So maybe when I finish this podcast, I'll go back and I'll do it one or two more times so things can really sink in. That would be a smart idea. Anyway, back to Dune. Yeah, it's good. It's, you know, lots of exposition, but it's not like they explain everything, you know, you're just sort of thrown in. So you sort of, they're just like, the book obviously is going to give you so much more description. Even that I think is pretty dense. Yeah, but it's good. It's good. And it's, you know, it's your standard prophecy story, which I feel like we're like, okay, I'm kind of done with these prophecy stories. We don't need to see any more of these, but whatever. It's this classic sci-fi story and we want to tell it in a cool visual way. I mean, it is very much like visual poetry. There's a lot of times where it's just like these just really beautiful shots, no talking, no nothing, but you know, you're pushing the plot forward and there's huge time gaps that are just cut out, but you know, it's already 2.5 hours long. It's not like you're gonna show everything. And I'm looking forward to the next one, which I will probably see this weekend, which I've heard is very good and very fun and action-packed. So let's do that. And then we're gonna go watch, I think that, yes, it will already have happened by the time this episode airs. But I think in one of the Chicago suburbs, the original Dune movie by David Lynch is going to come out again in the big, big screen, at least in one theater. They're doing it just for us, so we're going to go see it with a friend. And Sharon has never seen it, so it's going to be interesting. And I've seen it once, and I would very much like to see it again because it is a bonkers movie. Okay, let's end this episode. Let's stop talking. And this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.